The food which Jacob's sons had brought from Egypt did not last long, because Jacob's family was large. His sons were married and had children of their own, so that the children and grandchildren numbered 66, besides the servants who waited on them and the men who cared for Jacob's flocks. So around the tent of Jacob was a camp of other tents and a large group of people. When the food that had come from Egypt was nearly eaten up, Jacob said to his sons, "Go down to Egypt again and buy some more food for us." And Judah, Jacob's son, the man who years before had urged his brothers to sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites, said to his father, "It is of no use for us to go to Egypt unless we take Benjamin with us. The man who rules in that land said to us, 'You shall not see my face unless your youngest brother be with you.'" Jacob said, "Why did you tell the man that you had a brother? You did me great harm when you told him." "Why," said Jacob's sons, "we could not help telling him. The man asked us all about our family. Is your father yet living? Have you any more brothers?" And we had to tell him because he questioned us so closely. How could we know that he would say, "Bring your brother here for me to see him"? And Judah said, "Send Benjamin with me, and I will take care of him. I promise you that I will bring him safely home. If he does not come back, let me bear the blame forever. He must go, or we shall die for want of food." And we could have gone down to Egypt and come home again if we had not been kept back. And Jacob, who was also called Israel, said, "If he must go, then he must. But take a present to the man, some of the choicest fruits of the land, some spices and perfumes and nuts and almonds, and take twice as much money besides the money that was in your sacks. Perhaps that was a mistake when the money was given back to you. And take your brother Benjamin, and may the Lord God make the man kind to you, so that he will set Simeon free and let you bring Benjamin back. But if it is God's will that I lose my children, I cannot help it." So 10 brothers of Joseph went down a second time to Egypt, Benjamin going in place of Simeon. They came to Joseph's office, the place where he sold grain to the people, and they stood before their brother and bowed as before. Joseph saw that Benjamin was with them, and he said to his steward, the man who was over his house, "Make ready a dinner, for all these men shall dine with me today." When Joseph's brothers found that they were taken into Joseph's house, they were filled with fear. They said to each other, "We have been taken here on account of the money in our sacks. They will say that we are thieves, and then they will sell us all for slaves." But Joseph's steward, the man who was over his house, treated the brothers kindly. And when they spoke of the money in their sacks, he would not take it again, saying, "Never fear. Your God must have sent you this as a gift. I had your money." The steward received the men into Joseph's house, gave them water, and they washed their feet according to the custom of the land. And at noon, Joseph came in to meet them. They brought him the present from their father, and again they bowed before him with their faces on the ground. And Joseph asked them if they were well, and said, "Is your father still living, the old man of whom you spoke?" Is he well? And they said, Our father is living, and he is well. And again they bowed to Joseph. And Joseph looked at his younger brother Benjamin, the child of his own mother Rachel, and he said, Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? God be gracious unto you, my son. And Joseph's heart was so full that he could not keep back his tears. He went in haste to his own room and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out again and ordered the table to be set for dinner. They set Joseph's table by himself. As the ruler, Joseph sat alone at one table, while his Egyptian officers sat at another. And another table was prepared for the 11 men from Canaan. For Joseph had brought Simeon out of the prison and had given him a place with his brothers. Joseph himself arranged the order of the seats for his brothers, the oldest at the head, and all in order of age, down to the youngest. The men wondered at this and could not see how the ruler of Egypt would know the order of their ages. And Joseph sent dishes from his table to his brothers, and he gave to Benjamin 5 times as much as to the others. Perhaps he wished to see whether they were as jealous of Benjamin as they had been to him years before. After dinner, Joseph said to his steward, Fill the men's sacks with grain, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in his sack, and put my silver cup in the sack of the youngest with his money. The steward did as Joseph had said, and early in the morning the brothers started to go home. A little while afterward, Joseph said to his steward, Hasten, follow after the men from Canaan and say, Why have you wronged me after I treated you kindly? You have stolen my master's silver cup out of which he drinks. The steward followed the men and overtook them and charged them with stealing. And they said to him, Why should you talk to us in this manner? We have stolen nothing. While we brought back to you the money that we found in our sacks, and is it likely that we would steal from your Lord his silver or gold? You may search us, and if you find your master's cup on any of us, let him die, and the rest of us may be sold as slaves. Then they took down the sacks from the donkeys and opened them. And in each man's sack was his money for the second time. And when they came to Benjamin's sack, there was the ruler's silver cup. Then, in the greatest sorrow, they tied up their bags again and laid them on the donkeys and came back to Joseph's palace. And Joseph said to them, What wicked thing is this that you have done? Did you not know that I would surely find out your deeds? Then Judah said, O my Lord, what can we say? God has punished us for our sins, and now we must all be slaves, both us who are older and the youngest in whose sack the cup was found. No, said Joseph. Only one of you is guilty, the one who has taken away my cup. I will hold him as a slave, and the rest of you can go home to your father. Joseph wanted to see if his brothers were still selfish and if they were willing to let Benjamin suffer if they could escape. Then Judah, the very man who had urged his brothers to sell Joseph as a slave, came forward and fell at the feet of Joseph and pleaded with him to let Benjamin go. Once again, he told the whole story about how his father loved Benjamin. He said, I promised to bear the blame if this boy was not brought home in safety. If he does not go back, it will kill our poor old father, who has seen much trouble. Now let my youngest brother go home to his father, and I will stay here as a slave in his place." Joseph knew now what he had longed to know, that his brothers were no longer cruel or selfish, but one of them was willing to suffer so that his brother might be spared. And Joseph could not any longer keep his secret, for his heart longed for his brothers, and he was ready to weep again with tears of joy and love. He sent all his Egyptian servants out of the room so that he might be alone with his brothers, and then said, "Come near to me. I wish to speak with you." And they came near, wondering. Then Joseph said, "I am Joseph. Is my father really alive?" How frightened the brothers were as they heard these words, spoken in their own language by the ruler of Egypt, and for the first time knew that this stern man, who had their lives in his hand, was their own brother whom they had wronged. Then Joseph again said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But do not feel troubled because of what you did, for God sent me before you to save your lives. There has been 2 years of need and famine, and there are to be 5 years more of not plowing the fields or harvest. It was not you who sent me here, but God, and he sent me to save your lives. God has made me like a father to Pharaoh and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Now go home and bring down to me my father and all his family, for that is the only way to save their lives." Then Joseph put his arms around Benjamin's neck, kissed him, and wept. And Benjamin also wept. Then Joseph kissed all his brothers to show them that he had fully forgiven them. And after that, they began to lose their fear of Joseph and talked with him freely. Later, Joseph sent his brothers home with good news and rich gifts and abundant food. He also sent wagons so Jacob, his sons and wives, and all the children in his family might ride from Canaan down to Egypt. And Joseph's brothers went home happier than they had been for many years. It is an outstanding fact that Joseph was loyal to God, and evidently his father's training, even though he was taken away from his father, from all who knew him, from all who cared about him, from all who were interested in how he behaved and lived his life. This is even more outstanding when we remember that when he was taken away from home, he was a teenager and could have done wrong and his family would not have known. But even as a teenager, and though he was away from his family in a strange land, he wanted to do what was right and was true to himself and to God.